You're riding a horse.
What do you use to hold on to like this?
I don't know.
How about if you're sitting in a buggy behind one?
A rope?
I don't know what you call it. What Santa Claus use?
No, I don't know the name of it. What is it?
Reins?
Reins.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding the horse?
The, stirrup?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sometimes people would have two horses pulling a buggy, and they have a special name for the one on the left.
No.
Okay. If something is not right here at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little, it's just a little.
A little far away? What do you mean?
A little ways over or something like that?
Yeah.
How would you say that? It's just.
I don't know if I would say it like that.
Oh, you probably would. Oh, okay. Okay. How about if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your trip yet, you might say, well,
we still have a little way to go.
Okay.
We still have a little.
If something is very common, like if I ask you, where'd you get your necklace? Mm-hmm. And you say, well, you don't have to look in any special place for it. You can find it just about
anywhere.
If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backward.
Okay, and if he fell this way?
Forward.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
haven't done anything.
Okay, great. Somebody apologizes for breaking your, pencil or something. You say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
none or any.
Okay. But which would you say most likely if you weren't thinking?
If I wasn't thinking, I'd say none.
Do you ever notice that you change the way you talk depending on who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Like if you're talking to,
if I'm talking to my sister, or if I'm talking to you, it's different.
Okay. And if you're talking to your boss,
yeah,
it'd be different.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
The way I talk to you would be different from the way I talk to my boss.
I hope so. Okay. Do you know what? When you've got a plow and you cut those long lines, what those are called? Those long trenches, like?
No.
Ever heard of called furrows?
No. Okay. One thing about tractors.
If you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Raked it. Cleaned it.
Yeah. Okay. If you were going to get all the junk out of the way so you could have a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the pioneers do.
Clean out the word.
That's one way. Yeah, we're clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a...
Wheat?
Wheat.
Is tied up?
Into a...
Do you know what I mean? Oh. I mean the word it's called when it's bunched up together. Mm-hmm.
There's an old hymn called Bringing in the
Sheep? Bringing in the what?
Sheaves. And a single of that is sheaf?
Mm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it, but I've never had to use it.
Okay.
That's why I'm not too familiar.
Yeah, well, of course. What do you have?
Oh, Lord.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the...